Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we return to the Arias, and it's part two of the ceremony. We hear from the winners in the remaining categories, find out what the public voted for as the Radio Times Moment of the Year, and there's an emotional tribute to the late, great Steve Wright, MBE. Plus, at the end of the podcast, there's a montage of some of the red carpet and backstage interviews with winners and guests. And just be warned, this episode contains some strong language.
Hello, welcome back. Did you get a drink? Did you get a nibble? And by that I mean just like a little kernel of leftover popcorn. I hope you've had a chance to catch up with your rivals, your ex-lovers, your enemies, or your radio colleagues, as you like to call them.
Yes, settle down, please. It's your own time you're wasting.
It comes back so easy.
Yeah, it does. It really does. We have got a whole load more awards to get through, including Best Music Special, which is right now.
Yes, this award... Thank you. That's it. They're smashed. Yes, this award celebrates one particular aspect of music for the audience. And here to present, please welcome host of BBC Radio 1 Extra Breakfast Show, it's Nadia Jay.
The bronze goes to How the UK Changed Hip-Hop Forever, BBC Audio. And the silver goes to Change Your Tune, Podcast for the Back Choir. All right. Now, for the gold, the judges said that this was an entry that had an original idea with astonishing impact. The gold winner for Best Music Specialist is 21st Century Folk Digital Creative on BBC Audio.
I don't know what to say now.
I do.
Go on. I'm going to introduce this. So 21st Century Folk, we got the amazing opportunity. Thank you to Helen and Robert and everyone at Radio 2 to find songwriters and get them to write songs inspired by Radio 2 listeners' lives. And this is one of the listeners' lives we were able to get. She's amazing. This is, I'll tell you a bit about her. Her name is Andrea Bell. She runs an independent soup kitchen, food bank, and community allotment in Sunderland. She's knackered. She's not had a day off for 8 years. So, Andrea Bell.
Can we just... Am I allowed to say just a massive thank you for the North East, Matt, everybody? And it was just a grassroots organisation like me, small, no big backing, anything, to get this far, to be part of something that's incredible. Martin Joseph wrote the song about us. I cried all the way through on public television, national television. But just to say a huge thank you, because this is what you're all about, Jeremy Vine. I remember you well. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Please welcome to the stage Marty Pello.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wire. Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Now we'd like to do some factoid, and today, self-indulgent, very slightly. Steve Wright in the afternoon factoids, which they prepared. So go ahead, Bobby.
Steve really loved a hat. Any hat, trilby, baseball, but he had to have a hat.
He liked to call everyone Matey Boy. So we had the Matey Boy off the telly, we had the Matey Boy from the latest movie, the Matey Boy that worked in the office.
Steve had a favourite pair of headphones that he used almost exclusively for more than 20 years, mainly because he liked the sound that they provided in the studio. In recent years, however, they were held together by a combination of rubber bands, sellotape, blue tack, the occasional bit of string, and Steve's very favourite multi-purpose DIY product, glue.
For many years, Steve was the only DJ still using, on a daily basis, mini discs.
Do you remember them?
Steve insisted on keeping his studio cold to keep guests feeling perked up. That was something that he learned from David Letterman. I never really noticed because I'm almost always wearing a cardigan.
I think it's really simple to describe what Steve was to all of us. He was Mr. Radio.
There was absolutely nobody like Steve Wright. He was one of a kind. He was an incredible broadcaster, and he was a really, really lovely man.
You know, there really was no happier, more energised, more inspiring place to be than in the studio with Steve Wright.
I'll be doing my lunchtime show on Radio 1. There'll be all sorts of pandemonium going on next door through the glass as he and all his team and all his characters are recording all their crazy stuff. What a genius, a radio pioneer.
When you turn the radio on, you'll hear something that was directly or indirectly inspired or influenced by him. And he will live on forever. In radio, because he was modern radio.
A man who lived and breathed radio and was a perfectionist, but always had a sense of fun. What a man.
In all fair, we used to just make one another laugh. We talked absolute rubbish together, and I will miss that very much.
And the kind of person who was always there for advice, he was always there to help, and when he rang, you looked at your phone and you thought, do you know what? I'm going to put the kettle on because I'm going to be chatting for more than 2 hours. Top work.
Steve Wright to me was somebody who just got it. He was such a pro. He was so good at his job.
He just had this beautiful charm and grace about him. And I found that his spirit is the one thing that lives on. Like, his legacy will always live on. And he is one of the most amazing, beautiful souls that I've come across.
He's one of the best broadcasters we've ever had, and he'll be missed. He would also hated every second of this tribute.
And I need you more. For old town and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
What a very special moment. Now, we've got the Impact Award, and this is for programmes that have used the power of radio as a force for good and to change the lives of their community.
To announce this year's nominees, please welcome TV and BBC Asian Network presenter Nikita Kanda.
So the bronze goes to Different, Nikki Campbell, BBC Radio 5 Live and Audio Always. The silver goes to Seven, Rob Burrow, BBC Radio Leeds. And for the gold, a project that proved to be an inspiration to those in a similar position, the gold winner for the Impact Award is Stoma Swimmer, BBC Radio Newcastle.
Well, this is a great night for the North East. And she straightened my hair for me. So the Stoma Swimmer was a story about a woman called Jill Castle from Northumberland. She suffered catastrophic birth injuries and as a result ended up with a stoma, and she refused to let it define her. And she has fought very hard for recognition for women with birth injuries. And last year she swam the English Channel, the first person in the world with a stoma to do so. And she shone a light on a hidden epidemic, women who suffer traumatic experiences giving birth.
And she talked about something that so many women feel they have to hide. And it was such a privilege for us to tell her story. She's a great friend of ours. So it was just such a wonderful journey for us to take with Jill. And I'm so pleased. I'm so proud that we've won this. It's just wonderful. I've been a journalist for 30 years and I've never won anything. So this is just amazing. And it's all thanks to this woman.
We wanted to say thank you to Jill, obviously, but also to Rick Martin, who let us do this, and Sarah Carter, and all the women who told us their stories. We also wanted to salute women who don't take no for an answer. So thank you.
Thank you.
Another incredible story. Massive congratulations. Okay, the next award is the Creative Innovation Award, sponsored by All In Media Xperi, and it celebrates the groundbreaking ways that the boundaries of radio can be pushed by people with big ideas.
So it's quite ironic that we're heralding them with a script that was entirely written for us by ChatGPT. And to present, please welcome George Bowie and Cassie Gillespie from Clyde One's Breakfast Show.
Bronze goes to Hamlet Noir, almost tangible for BBC Radio.
The silver goes to My Dream Dinner Party Series 5, Shooting Fork for BBC Radio 4.
And for the gold, the judges said this entry demonstrated a groundbreaking approach with a specific mention of its creative use of technology.
The gold winner for the Creative Innovation Award, supported by All Media Xperi, is 7 Rob Burrow BBC Radio Leeds. Whatever it takes.
Guys, Rob's got a few more words for you, but just whilst the Radio Leeds team approach the stage, we just want to say a huge thank you to BBC Sounds, for starters, for commissioning this podcast. This is the small little team that made this. What a great night BBC Local have had so far, so well done, everybody. And Lindsay, this is about Rob, it's not about the team who made it, but please, Rob, take the floor, please.
The team at BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Sounds are the ones who have made this incredible podcast possible. They had an idea and came for a quick chat and a cuppa with me and Lindsay at home, and from there we worked together to create something special. The fact that this is the first ever podcast presented by someone who uses an eye gaze machine to communicate shows that nothing is impossible. The work that goes on behind the scenes to support Lindsay and that, so that we're able to make this podcast, is incredible. Thank you to the BBC for shining a light on MND and allowing me to champion my identity as a sportsman. Have a great night, everybody.
Have a great night, everybody! Come on!
Time now for Best Specialist Music Show, the award celebrating the individuals and teams that live and breathe the music they love.
Ramesh is actually nominated for this one himself and also won last year, but doesn't want any preferential treatment.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Oh, OK. To be fair, all the nominees are great, but Ramesh is trying to bring rap to a Radio 2 audience, so I don't know about an award, but he deserves a Victoria Cross, so thank you for your service.
To tell us more about who's coming runner-up to me, please welcome from Podsaver UK, it's comedian Nish Kumar and Coco Khan.
So the bronze goes to Folk on Foot by Matthew Bannister.
And the silver goes to Classical Connections Radio with Alex French, Apple Music Radio, Alexis French.
But for the gold, well, the judges said that this show could be accurately described as genuinely transformative. The gold winner for Best Specialist Music Show is Free Fro. Prison Radio Association. Arthur. We got a gold.
All right, listen, first of all, I want to big up my producer, Arthur, because this guy has never left my side. Okay, he came from taking pictures just because I came to do stuff with National Prison Radio to being my producer. I appreciate you, Arthur. Thank you so much. I want to thank Shannon Trust because they are an amazing partner to us. They sponsor, they fund it, they are amazing. Big up National Prison Radio, but can I just say... like Zach and Jewel say, every single day there's life after prison. this award is not ours. It's for every single person sitting in prison right now that calls our show and respects us and trusts us with their story every single day. So free all of my brothers and sisters and let them know that there is power in radio, because you can go from being an inmate to being an award-winning radio presenter.
That sounded good, but it's okay. Sounded really good, but this really is a fucking shambles. Anyway, I'll carry on doing it because I've been contracted, but I'm not happy.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference, so it's fine.
Time now for the Comedy Award, and I can tell you that every comedian loves nothing more than listening to the shows produced by their friends and peers in the hope that they go horribly wrong.
I know that that's not a joke from you. Great news for Amish's Voodoo Doll production line, because every one of these fantastic nominees has had an incredible year. And to tell us more, please welcome one half of the duo from the Smash It podcast, Brown Girls Do It Too, it's Poppy J.
The bronze goes to Where There's a Will, There's a Wake, Sony Music. The silver goes to The Skewer, Unusual for BBC Radio. And for the gold, judges said this entry tackled its topic with great intelligence, honesty and humour. The very deserving gold winner for the Comedy Award is Laura Smith, I Don't Know What to Say, BBC Studios. I am worried about it.
I got all dressed up now, I'm crying. I didn't prepare a speech, which is stupid because I knew I was going to win. Because this really brilliant producer, Sasha Bobek, and friend, she really forced me to be really personal in it, and I just like being funny, but as we've seen tonight, as soon as you're honest, it really has a big reaction. And I've had so many DM slides and stuff for anyone. Oh, that's just a private message. But from women going through breast cancer and anyone going through cancer, and it's meant a lot to them, so that's great. And I suppose this award's for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer or can't see a future. There really is a future, and it's lovely. So just keep going. I'd like to thank comedy, because in a weird way, I feel like it saved my life. The chemo helped, but so just thank you, Sasha, and all the team at BBC, and Julia McKenzie. I just love you, and thank you for championing me so much, and thank you, Radio 4. Thank you.
I can't believe you just turned to me and said, I can't believe I didn't win that one either.
Well, so, I just thought I was always
always important. Right, next is Best Music Entertainment Show, supported by PPL and PRS for Music. This is a biggie because in many ways it's a staple of what we love most about radio. So to stand out in this field in the way that our nominees have is a remarkable achievement.
To take something so familiar and adding exciting or new features is a challenge only known by these nominees and Simon Cowell's plastic surgeon.
Here to present the award, give it up for the co-hosting trio of Going Home on Radio 1. It's Jamie Lang, Vic Hope and Katie Thistleton.
Okay, the bronze goes to Penny Smith, Scala Radio!
The silver goes to National Prisons Radio's rock show, Prison Radio Association!
And for the gold winner, the judges said that this show was everything a music entertainment show should be. Easily moving between silly and serious with great dexterity.
That's to music and... Oh, hello. Hi, me again, Soz. Do you want to do it?
No, go for it.
I need it.
Okay.
No, should we do it together?
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, okay. Let's go. To announce the gold winner for best music entertainment...
If we do it on three, okay. And then... Okay.
We'll go after.
Sound a better in rehearsal. Okay. Go for it. It's fine.
To announce the gold winner for Best Music Entertainment Show, supported by PPL, PRS for Music. Yeah. Let's go to Sweden to find out more.
Hi guys, it's Scott Mills coming to you from Malmö.
Whoa, we did.
Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, we do this together, remember?
All right, do it.
Okay, we'll start again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Ramesh. I'm so sorry I can't be there this year, but as Scott has just said, we are here in Malmö, as you can hear in the background. for the 68th Eurovision Song Contest, but we are gutted to be missing tonight's arias. However, we're not fully missing out because my lovely friend was nominated for an award this year, and I've got the great honour and pleasure of telling him right now in front of you that, Scott, you have won the Gold Award for Best Music Entertainment.
No,
This is real.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
You're so proud. Oh, say something nice.
Thank you so much. This is such a hard category. So I'm beyond thrilled. I just want to say thanks to Helen Thomas and my brilliant team. Chris Ray, who is probably doing some kind of speech on my behalf right now, and to Ben and Emilio and everyone that works super hard on this show. This is a real moment, a real affirmation for me, and I actually can't believe it. Best music entertainment show. That's amazing. Thank you so much. It means such a lot.
Let's hear it for Scott, everyone!
Surprise!
Well, congratulations, guys. We will celebrate with you when you get back. Thank you so much, guys.
See, that's how you do it as a double header. Do you see how they do it?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was seamless and stuff.
Okay, on to our next award, and it is for Best Drama, creating the perfect combination of performance, script, and sound design. And I have to say that these are always more powerful and thrilling on radio because you have to use your own imagination.
Yes, and there's nothing that Jordan Peele or CGI can muster that's as twisted and horrifying as our own minds. Presenting... Please welcome George Butler and Bex Lindsay from Fun Kids Radio.
The bronze goes to Hamlet Noir, Almost Tangible for BBC Radio 3.
The silver goes to Sherlock & Co. Goalhanger. Now, the gold winner truly bowled over the judges with an atmosphere which engaged from the start.
The gold winner for Best Drama is... The Sisters Gold Hawk Productions for Realm FM in association with Lights Out.
Oh, wow. This is quite an embarrassing situation because I haven't done very much on this show. My boss did most of it and he couldn't get in because of the trains. Oh, dear. So this is going to be more of a well-done speech than a thank-you speech. So... Well done, John, my boss. He's the producer of it. Brett Nietzsche, the writer. Matt Rogers, one of the other writers. Our amazing cast. Mae Whitman's in it. She's famous, obviously. And then Helen Baxendale and David Morrissey. He's also very famous. And hang on, I've written one more name down, and I will go away. Sorry, just got to say. And a special well done to Orla and Lacey, who play the kids, who are not only absolutely terrifying in it, but also just wonderful people, and they're amazing throughout the whole recording. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
The next award is for Best Audiobook or Reading, and this is one that's very close to both our hearts, mainly because I miss my mum reading me bedtime stories, which is something I'm unpacking with a therapist currently.
And I like to know things, but I'm way too lazy to read them myself. Can't even be bothered to read it now, to be honest. I just slurred my way through it. But every one of these nominees is a fantastic and illuminating piece of work. To announce the winners, please welcome TV presenter, Magic's Saturday Breakfast host, and Hits Radio Breakfast presenter, Angelica Bell.
The bronze goes to Alan Partridge, Big Beacon, Orion Publishing. The silver goes to Rave New World, Bonnier Books, UK. For the gold, this entry commanded absolute attention for the listener at all times. And the gold winner for Best Audiobook or Reading goes to... Open Throat, BBC Audio Wales, and the West of England. But it was not
your fault but mine. Oh my goodness, this is unbelievable. I'm so shocked. It's a really distinctive novel. So thank you to Henry Hoke for beautiful, beautiful writing. Thank you to very talented Carl Prekop here for reading it. he's amazing. Thank you to Sarah Davis for a very sensitive abridgment, and thank you to Ilse Laderman as well for a wonderful sound design. Thank you very much. This is amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Best Station Sound, where our nominees have conveyed their station image with creativity and innovation. And arguably, this is the most important award of the night, because, and I don't want to blow your minds with this, but like, what would we do if we didn't have sound in radio? Just let it sit. It's actually quite profound. Just give yourselves a minute.
Yeah, I mean, the thought that we're chatting away endlessly with the thought that absolutely no one's actually listening, that's proper nightmare fuel.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. OK, while you contemplate every DJ's worst nightmare, here's TalkSport presenter Ade Aladipo.
Close.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, it was okay. All right, the bronze, it's travesty. The bronze goes to TalkSport. The silver goes to Absolute Radio. And the gold, the judges said they loved the tongue-in-cheek humour and personality which came across throughout the whole entry. The gold winner for Best Station Sound is BBC Radio 1 Extra. Wow. Look, everything we do at BBC Radio 1 Extra is a collaboration. So we have to say a massive thank you to every single person at the radio station. So from media planning to marketing, from the music team to management, thank you. There's a little piece of all of you inside this award. So thank you so much. Not like an actual little piece of little people in there. But look, the biggest thank you has to go to the station sound team. There's a load of them down there. They influence everybody. They're an amazing team. Huge thanks to Jimmy Ward. He was the sonic glue that held this award together. So well done to Jimmy. And I just want to say one final thing to anybody running a radio station, to anybody running a production company. Please, please, please invest in your station sound, invest in your sonic identity, invest in your audio branding. It's really important. So thank you.
Now we move on to our next award of the evening. It's Community Station of the Year. This award is for the very best radio station that serves the local community or a community of interest. I find all these nominees incredible, mainly because their excellent output is produced largely by volunteers, and I struggle to imagine doing anything for free.
About that, we can talk about that later. So to present from Times Radio, please welcome Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
Bronze goes to All FM. And the silver goes to Radio Platform. But the gold award. For this award, the judges felt that this station demonstrated how it placed its audience at the core, highlighting a community of creative, curious, and talented individuals living fully. The gold winner for Community Station of the Year is RNIB Connect Radio.
I don't think we can actually explain to you what this means to us. We're based in Glasgow and we have a radio station that broadcasts around the whole of the UK to create a community for blind and partially sighted people. I have to say a massive thank you to the Radio Academy and also to the judges, but particularly to the huge amounts of volunteers that give up their time to come and work at RNIB Connect Radio, along with the staff that we have as well. It's just an amazing privilege to work for this organisation, where isn't audio amazing? Isn't audio absolutely amazing? The ability to create a community where people that possibly feel disenfranchised, possibly feel left out, can come together and talk about their challenges and their aspirations. It's just a fantastic environment to work in, and we are, I can't tell you how thrilled we are by this.
Yeah, can I just also say, I'll be quick. Can I just also say that, just a quick thank you to this woman of one beside me, who's our head of radio, who's guided us to our 20th anniversary, right? I'm not saying that because my appraisal's due, okay?
He is, actually, yeah.
All our presenters are blind and partially sighted, okay? And that's a length I've gone to 2 to get on radio. My appraisal's due, by the way. And a big thank you again to our staff, our volunteers, without whom we wouldn't be here and Yvonne and I wouldn't be fighting about who's taking this who's home taking tonight.
So thank you. Thank you so much. And can I just say, 50% of sight loss is preventable, so get your eyes checked. Thank you so much.
Up next, we've got the Grassroots Award supported by BBC Sounds. This is all about those radio shows which have done a fantastic job in local areas of raising awareness of important issues or charities.
A bit like we do in our spare time, but really don't like to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you hate talking about your charity work, don't
you? Oh, my constant charity work, yeah. If I can just never mention all of my charity work that I do all year round in public again, I would be a very happy woman.
Well, while Alice keeps her charity work a total secret, please could you welcome to present this award from Radio 5 Live Breakfast, it's Rick Edwards.
Right. The bronze goes to Life After Prison, Prison Radio Association. The silver goes to 300 Seconds Podcast, Ocean Youth Radio. And finally, and somewhat inevitably, we come to the gold. The judges felt that this entry embodied the true spirit and power of grassroots action in audio. And the gold winner for Grassroots Award, supported by BBC Sounds, is Three Ways to Save a Life. BBC Radio Manchester. We'll sing your song
together. Wow. We're really honoured and humbled to win this award, and we'd really like to dedicate it to the memory of the 22 people who lost their lives at the Manchester Arena bomb. And with more than 16,000 people trained in vital first aid skills across Greater Manchester, we really hope that lives can be saved if there's any future emergency situation. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Time now for the award for Best Local Show, supported by RCS, those programmes that have a clear sense of place and are clearly rooted in the local community. So, to help honour these local living legends, please welcome BBC Radio 6 funk and soul star, Craig Charles.
Ramesh, mate, we've let our standards slip, haven't we? We got goals last year, me and you. Didn't even get a podium finish this year.
I was trying to get over it, mate.
I've got a DJ at the after party and pretend I'm fucking happy.
Mate, I'd fuck it off.
You know what I mean? I don't know if we've let our standards slip.
Yeah.
Or they've taken all the clever judges and replaced them with total knobheads.
I couldn't comment, but I do agree.
Apart from the judges of this awards.
I think you saved it, Craig. Well done.
Yeah, it's great to be nominated, isn't it? It's better when you win. The bronze goes to Boogie in the Morning, 4th 1. The silver goes to the Graham Live at Breakfast Show, BBC Radio Lancashire. On to the gold. And this entry demonstrated real rapport between presenters and audience. The gold winner for Best Local Radio Show, supported by RCS, is Pulse One Breakfast with Milo and Rosie.
Bloody hell. Amazing. First things first, Romash, we saw you when you were in Halifax and we thought you were brilliant on tour.
Thank you so much.
No, you didn't want to pay, but I paid.
Okay. Tickets still available.
This is quite surreal, is this, isn't it? This is amazing. I'd say for everybody who listens to us on a morning that shares every single story and so much about their lives to us.
Yeah.
We can't do it without you a lot because you make us just piss ourselves constantly on a daily basis, so thank you for that.
We have to do housekeeping. Thank you to the bosses at Bauer for keeping us employed.
Thank you.
Please keep that up. Thank you to our producer, wherever she is.
The amazing Jackie Blay, everybody. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's a lovely human being. To Chris, to Paul, to Gary and to Ben as well, thank you very much. And actually, we can celebrate this year as well, because last year, when we were here,
We couldn't really celebrate and have a drink afterwards because we just found out that my wife was pregnant.
So, yeah. You never know, next year we'll find out who the dad is. Thanks so much.
More of them.
Okay. Right. We have reached the moment of the show when we reveal who won the Radio Times Moment of the Year, as voted for by over 20,000 listeners.
I thought you were going to say we were actually going to do a paternity bit, which would be quite exciting. You've heard all of the nominees, and everyone will have their favourite. To present, please welcome the newly announced KISS and KISSTRY presenter, and let's not forget, JLS superstar Marvin Humes.
Okay, so the bronze award goes to Luton Town, are promoted to the Premier League, BBC Three Counties. The silver goes to Ken Bruce, joins Greatest Hits Radio. Greatest Hits Radio. Well done, Ken. And the gold winner for the Radio Times Moment of the Year voted for by the public is... John Robbins reveals his struggles with alcohol addiction and his journey of recovery. BBC Radio 5 Live.
Hey, thank you so much, everyone. It's incredibly... I mean, the last two times I've been up here, I've been absolutely shit-faced. So this is terrifying. But it's really, really humbling to be nominated along... so many other moments, not just in the Radio Times Moment of the Year, but across the whole evening. You know, this room is full of people creating, striving to create those moments, to connect with people listening, to make them laugh, to inform them, to make them feel a little bit less alone. So it's just fantastic to be here. And I know that Simon Mayo said the secret to good radio is when you see that light go red, you just imagine you're speaking to your friend. Well, for the past 10 years, I've had the privilege of not needing to imagine that because I get to speak to my friend every time I'm on radio. So I'd like to thank Ellis and our producers, Audio Always, Dave and Matt, for making the show sound so good. All the guests we had on How Do You Cope, that series. I mean, I'm not going to give it to you, I'm going to have it.
Yeah.
But do feel free to say anything.
It was a real privilege listening to John and speaking to John explain the journey that he was going on and is still going on, because he's the most emotionally intelligent, emotionally articulate broadcaster and person I've ever met. It is quite remarkable how eloquent he is when it comes to understanding his own and other people's emotions. And so I really felt like, as someone, you know, I've known him since 2005, that's almost 20 years, and yet I felt like a new aspect of John is being unlocked in front of me. And so, you know, it was a great privilege to be there. But I really must emphasise this as well. I was also on the podcast, so I can't, you know, if you listen to the whole thing, in the first half, I do discuss quite a stressful house move. So you know, there's sort of, I wouldn't say it's light and shade, I'd say it's shade and shade. You know, it was a very, very stressful house move, and that has been forgotten quite a lot.
And according to Izzy, that house move is sort of still ongoing.
Yes. We were having a fucking nightmare. We were made promises that weren't kept by certain tradesmen, who I'm not going to name.
His radiator fell off the wall the day we did that episode.
Yeah, in the old house. And then a man who... he's got quite a distinctive name, so I can't name him, but a plumber said, listen, I know you've had your floors done, but I can put new radiators in and it won't be disruptive at all. That was a lie. That was a big... that was an enormous lie. And that is what I discussed in the first part of the podcast before John got to the whole, you know, drinking, etc. Sort of, you know.
Thank you very much.
Right, next is the award that's named in honour of the legendary pioneer of UK local radio. It's the John Myers Station of the Year, supported by News Broadcasting.
This is for the station or network whose local listeners hang on to every word day in and day out. To present this award, please welcome a man who knows all about this. It's Radio 2's Jeremy Vine.
So much, thank you.
Right, here we go. The bronze goes to Clyde One. Silver, Reform Radio. And now for the golds.
The judges were really impressed by the rigorous journalism this station displayed. The gold winner for the John Myers Award, supported by News Broadcasting, is BBC Radio Manchester!
Wow, thank you. And to receive this in the name of John Myers is amazing. And it's a real pleasure to take one for the team tonight, because it is one for the team. The audio was amazing in the entry. And at the start of it, I remember writing on the submission that it's been a turbulent year for local radio, for BBC local radio. So it really is one for the team who kept delivering all throughout that year. Radio Manchester, you've been absolutely amazing, and there's only a small number of them here this evening. So it's great to see local radio, BBC local radio, so well represented as well. So thank you. And reports of the demise of BBC local radio have been greatly exaggerated. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. It is finally time for the biggie. This is for a UK-wide station or network that has excelled in the past 12 months, showcasing brilliant audio, inspiring production, and a genuine connection to the audience.
And to present this award, it's the man who needs no introduction, but I'll now just do a little introduction. He's quite simply the master of Radio 1 Breakfast, tail-enders podcaster and author, it's Greg James. Don't let this be our
final song. Hello! We made it to the end!
Can we just have a moment for Ramesh Ranganathan and the lady that invented podcasts, Alice Levine. Fantastic host. Big up BBC Local Radio and big up Boogie as well for an amazing win. The bronze goes to Fun Kids. Yeah! Love Fun Kids. Congratulations, brilliant. The silver goes to Talk Sport. Also like Talk Sport every now and then. And finally, the judges were very impressed by the range of content, music and culture showcased by this network. The gold winner for UK Station or Network of the Year, supported by Arkiva. My friends on the eighth floor, BBC Asian Network.
I didn't prepare anything, but I've got a joke for you. I'm joking. Alice, I used to be an AP on your show.
I'm so sorry.
I used to be an AP on your show.
Yeah, we worked together for a long time. Yeah.
Was she horrible?
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Not now.
The last 4 years since COVID and then coming out of COVID, the changes we've gone through on station, it's just been mad. You know, half the station's in Birmingham, half the station's in London. Currently, we're working towards moving the whole station to Birmingham. And as easy as they say across the UK is, it's not. You know, there's a lot of mind space that it takes up. But the team here, my commissioning team, my presenters, station sound, the music team, all the production teams, all the indie suppliers, we couldn't do it without you. And I think I have to say a very big thank you for, you know, a lot of people in here will know who I'm talking about, for the mentorship, the guidance, and just telling me, you know, no, you can't do that. But actually, if you do this, it might work. So big up Lorna Clark as well. And it's really nice to have the Asian network recognised in these mainstream awards. So thank you.
And so that award brings us to our halfway point of tonight's proceedings, which we're very excited about. We're going to be done by Thursday, fingers crossed.
We are only joking, but it does feel a little bit like a comic relief event that we should have got sponsored. And in many ways, you do deserve an award for sticking with us, so thank you very much.
But in one very real way, you aren't getting one.
No.
Tonight has been a true showcase and celebration of the talent in UK radio and audio. Thank you as well to our judges, our generous sponsors, and the team at the Radio Academy.
Yes, and thank you all for joining us, and congratulations again to all of our winners and to our nominees. Good night.
There's not a single
feature on the radio that hasn't been done already by Scott Mills. Like, he's the master of creativity. Yeah. You can't do anything without being like, well, Scott has done it, but that's okay.
Every time we have like a brainstorming session, I'm just like, so like when Scott did this and when Scott did that, and you know, the way Scott just does this, like, he is my ultimate radio hero.
Best news coverage of 2024. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling after coming off that stage?
Amazing. Really, just didn't, the other nominees in that category, we just didn't think we had a chance. So to get a gold was just unbelievable.
We work at the Asian Network. Not that there's a hierarchy, but sometimes we feel a bit forgotten, even though we're treated really nicely. And then this happens and you're like, damn, all that hard work that everyone's put in has really had an impact.
Yeah. And I've got to say, we are really one big family. Everyone at the BBC Asian Network, producers, presenters, management, everyone is genuinely one big family. So this is going to mean a lot to everyone.
John Myers Station of the Year winners 2024. How are you feeling?
Stunned. Slightly
amazed.
Overwhelmed.
You're amazed.
I'm still shaking. And I'm holding the award.
How does it feel to win this as a local radio station?
Just fantastic. It just shows the power of local radio, and it can reach so many communities on so many different levels.
Annie's impact will hopefully carry on affecting women and non-binary individuals to come, so I think it's really important that we keep celebrating her long, long career.
When Annie joined at Radio 1, she was the only one, she was the only woman. You know, there were a lot of people around her who thought she shouldn't be there, who wanted her to fail, and she sort of opened all of these doors and came up against all these obstacles and removed them, and only very, very recently. So it's important to acknowledge that part of her story as well.
Right, I'm with KISS's newest recruit, Marvin Humes. How are you settling in, man?
We're colleagues, man.
We're colleagues.
This is a lot.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm in my third week now. Obviously, hosting KISS 3 is a dream come true. You know, it's a show that I've listened to for years. Yeah. Like, I'm doing years, you know what I mean?
It's so good. Could you recommend us a radio show or a podcast or something that you love that isn't your own?
I'm going to say The Rest is History, and I know it's number one now and everyone loves it, but I loved it first, and I loved it years ago.
Before it was cool, guys.
Before it was cool. I like to think of them as my friends. I've never met them, but that's what radio does to us. That's what podcasts do to us, isn't it?
That is the beauty of it, yeah.
This new podcast, I mean, good grief, Ron.
Come on.
It's
amazing.
It's so good.
Like how many millions of podcasts there are.
Oh my God, there's so many.
You know, incredible.
It's a tough industry, and you need to give nods to everybody because there's so many good podcasts out there.
Yeah.
But the fact that we've done something that nobody's done, the fact that Rob's hosted it, and this is a celebration of Rob's sporting heritage as well as his M&D journey. Can I just announce we're coming back for series two?
Yeah,
baby.
Of course you are. Look at that.
A huge congratulations to all the winners and nominees. Thank you to our hosts and sponsors and all the team who worked so hard to put the Arias on. What an incredible night it was. We'll do it all again next year. We'll be at the podcast show next week, Wednesday the 22nd and Thursday the 23rd of May. Come and say hi at our stand. And to find out more and to unlock an exclusive members discount, go to radioacademy.org/members-office. Next week, we're talking about the Multitrack Fellowship for 2024 and how you can apply with Fellowship Manager Laura Irving. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your pods so you never miss an episode. And I'll see you next week.